Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Howdy, everyone. It's Roy. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today's show is sponsored by D-Glad. Thanks, D-Glad, for supporting the show. Today, we're going to trick a nurse at a hospital into administering hilarious amounts of deadly medication to a bunch of her patients. It's going to be so funny. I'm so happy that D-Glad was nice enough to sponsor today's show where we can do a prank like that. So thank you, D-Glad, for helping make this hilarious hospital prank happen today. But first, I'm going to read this article from theconsumerist.com. It's an article from earlier this week that several people have sent me. Thanks everyone for sending this to me, even though you don't have to, because I read The Consumerist every single day because they're hilarious and they make fun of companies and it's good stuff. But this is an article about a man that was fired from his job because Comcast called his job and got him fired, I guess. It's a long article, so I'm going to try not to read the entire thing. But it says this guy named Konal, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, has been a subscriber to Comcast since 2013. But from the beginning, there were issues with the service. He was being charged for set-top boxes that had yet to be activated. Some of his bills were not being delivered. They kept charging him additional fees for modems that he did not have. And after he tried to cancel his service, he ended up... Comcast sent him a bunch of equipment. They sent him a few DVRs, a modem, standard boxes, and equipment I was unfamiliar with, and they billed him $1,800 for all the stuff he'd never requested and had no use for. So he returned all the equipment, he got his account canceled, but I guess Comcast wouldn't remove the charges, and they sent him to collections. Earlier this year, they sent him to collections. This guy, Konal, he worked as an accountant at some prestigious accounting firm. I don't think the article says which one. But it says at some point, Comcast contacted a partner at the firm to discuss Konal. This led to an ethics investigation and Konal's subsequent dismissal from his job, a job where he says he'd only received positive feedback and reviews for his work. Comcast maintained that Konal used the name of his employer in an attempt to get leverage. So Konal sounds kind of like an asshole. Like, oh my god, do you know where I work? Do you know who I am? Do you know what I can do to you people? Konal insists that he never mentioned his employer by name, but believes someone in the Comcast controller's office looked him up online and figured out where he worked. When he was fired, Konal's employer explained that the reason for this dismissal was an email from Comcast that summarized conversations between Konal and Comcast employees. And I don't know, it's a really long article, and I'll definitely put a link to it in the show notes so you can read it if you're interested. There's a lot more detail that I don't want to sit here and read it all. But the reason I'm reading this is so I can have an excuse to do a Comcast-themed show today. So I'm going to do the old, look on Comcast Facebook page and look at the section where customers can post to Comcast page and all they'd ever do is complain. And scrolling through it here, it looks like a lot of people are actually talking about this guy getting fired on Comcast page. You know, they're shaming Comcast for being such jerks and getting this guy fired from his job. Like, here's a message from Ryan that says, "You fuckers can't get me fired because I don't have a job. Suck it." That's pretty funny. And here's a guy saying, "Shame on you, Comcast," with a link to a newspaper article about the same thing, about the guy getting fired. Holy crap, here's a guy saying, "I hope your investors and entire corporate division all get incurable cancer and die painful, prolonged deaths." Smiley face. That's nice. And then here's a guy named Alan. He says, "I'm worried about complaining about my digital dropouts and artifacts on X1. I mean, I would like this crap to work, but I don't want to lose my job because I crossed Lord God Comcast." And I think Comcast has been voted like 2 years in a row now worst company ever by Consumerist or by something else. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. But what the hell? Let's call some Comcast customers. Let's scroll through this page and find people who are complaining on Comcast Facebook page. And then I will, put their name into whitepages.com and see if I can find a phone number for them and call them up pretending to be Comcast. That's always hilarious, right? A lady named Christine has a complaint about Comcast. This is a really sad story, so I think it requires some sad music. I've had one of the most frustrating days of my life. Keep in mind, it's 11 a.m. where this lady is, so most frustrating day of her life, and it's not even noon. I decided to bundle my internet and my phone with my Comcast cable. Somebody please kick me. Communication with installation was awful. Information given to me was wrong and inconclusive. I've had nothing but trouble setting up my email and accessing help, or email is a drag and time-consuming. I should have bundled my cable with AT&T. It is still an option. We'll see tomorrow. But to all of you out there, if you are thinking about it, think twice. I was handed around like an old shoe. One for phone, another for installation, and another for email, and still didn't get all the info I needed. Let's call Christine and get to the root of her problems.
Hello?
Hello, Christine?
Yes?
Hey, this is Dave from Comcast.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Oh, hello. Hey, I just needed to let you know, they forgot to tell you we're going to have to charge you a bad neighbor, they call it a hobo fee for your installation. It's going to be an extra $59.99.
For what?
It's just because you live in a bad neighborhood and they have to come out there and plug in the thing to make your service go.
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah, it's just a standard bad neighborhood fee, and they forgot to mention that to you.
And you are who?
My name is Dave. I'm with Comcast installation.
And can I have a phone number to call you back?
Sure. It's 800-22-
800?
Yep. 266.
Uh-huh.
2278.
And your name is Dave, and you're with Comcast.
Yeah, extension 415.
Extension 415. And you consider this a bad neighborhood?
Yeah, well, it's not me personally. It's just it's listed with the database as a bad neighborhood, so we have to charge a hobo fee. They didn't mention
it. I've been a Comcast customer for years and never got a hobo fee, so why am I getting a hobo fee now?
It's just something new they've implemented in the last few years. Because, when we go into dangerous neighborhoods, it's kind of a risk, and there's more insurance.
And it's $59 a month?
Oh, no, just a one-time charge of $59.95.
Okay, and what if I want to cancel?
Cancel the hobo fee?
No, cancel Comcast.
Oh, no, you can't. You're in a contract. You're in a one-year contract.
No, I'm not in a contract.
Oh, no, shows
they
right...
They told me I didn't have to do a contract.
It shows right here on your account. You're in a one-year contract.
No, I'm not in a one-year contract. I was told there was no contract. I printed out the chat room that I had with the person when I switched over, and she says I can cancel it any time.
It shows here we got a verbal confirmation that you're in a one-year contract.
No, I'm not. So I won't be using Comcast then because...
Well, why not?
You guys haven't fulfilled your part of the bargain on anything.
What do you mean? We haven't even started yet. We have to come in and install it.
Okay, you know, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call Comcast directly and let them know.
Okay.
Well, this is just not satisfactory.
We're also going to have to charge you a gossip hound fee because you're posting to our Facebook and making up lies and stories and stuff.
Ah, I see. And posting lies and making up stories.
You're not allowed to do that.
I was stressed out, huh?
It's part of the contract. You're not allowed to talk. Say bad things about us.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just not...
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's not allowed. You can't do that. Any company will tell you that.
I can't say bad things.
No, yeah, of course not. It's in the contract. You signed
the
contract.
It's in the contract. Okay. Well, I appreciate your input.
It's in your one-year contract.
No, not a one-year contract. But you know what?
Yes, it is.
I'll call Comcast directly and see what's going on, Dave.
Thank you. It is so a contract.
Hi, Dave. Have a good day.
You hobo.
You gossip.
Oh, you're the gossip. You're the one that's, posting shit. Hello? On Christine's post on Comcast, there are some comments from this other lady whose name is Lisa. And Lisa is also a Comcast complainer. But she's replying to Christine. She's like saying, all I can say is run away and run fast. Go back to AT&T while you can. And before you pay Comcast a dime, see my post from a couple minutes ago. I've been trying to get them to properly install mine since August 7th. Now I just want a refund plus credit and for them to go away. And then Christine replies to her, and they're talking to each other about how horrible Comcast is. It looks very therapeutic. But when I scroll down a little bit farther, I see Lisa's post, and she says, maybe if everyone experiencing problems with Comcast files a complaint with the FCC and the PCAOB, what the hell is that? They will start doing their jobs and taking customer complaints seriously. It only takes a few minutes to file these complaints. She goes on and on and on. She posts links to these complaint forms, and that would make a lot more sense than posting your complaints on Comcast's page. Comcast isn't going to read your complaints on here. It's a great idea. Submit your complaints to the FCC. Anyway, I found Lisa's phone number. Let's give her a call and see what she has to say.
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, this is Steven from Comcast Cable.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask you to stop, slandering us on our website, because that's illegal, and we'll sue you for slander.
I'm not slandering, I'm just stating the truth.
Oh, no, that's not the truth. That's complete slander. And if you want to play games with us, we'll just turn off your service. What do you think of that?
I've been trying to get somebody to give me the credit that I'm due.
Oh.
And come get the stuff, and I'll be very happy.
I just put a note on your account, and I wrote the note. I said on the note, don't ever give this lady credit, because she just likes to spread lies and slander and try and get us in trouble with the FCC. So, yeah, now you're never going to get the refund.
Hold on, can you hold on just one second?
What for?
I'm sorry. Because I'm pulling out of a parking lot, and I'm trying to pay attention.
Oh, come on. Stop being such a woman driver. Can't you talk and drive at the same time? It's not that hard.
Who is this?
My name is Steven. I'm with Comcast Cable in their retentions department. Are you being so quiet because you have to turn on your blinker and it requires all of your concentration? Hello? Well, that's weird. She just hung up on me. Ah, woman drivers.
You have reached the voicemail box of Lisa.
Okay, I guess she's just not going to pick up. Probably there's a lot of stop signs and traffic lights and stuff to deal with. And as a woman driver, she just can't deal with that and answer the phone at the same time. Here's an amusing comment from a guy named Thomas. He says, it's worth losing my job to say that you people are so scummy and unethical that Satan is renovating hell to create a circle exclusively populated by your staff. From how I've heard it told, you will be able to leave for heaven just as soon as you get a hold of customer service and have a licensed technician come and install a special box in the deepest reaches of your ass. Wow, okay. But the funny thing is, when I click on Thomas's Facebook page, it says he's an employee at a moving services company. So wouldn't it be hilarious if I called his boss and told him what he said and got him fired? That's the Comcast way. So let's see what happens if I call this place.
Thank you for calling. This is Megan. How may I help you?
Hello, is Thomas in right now?
No, he's not. Is there anything I could try to help you with?
No, I was just really hoping to talk to him. Is he just not working today?
He is, but he's out on the road right now. He's one of our movers.
Is there another way I could call him? Like, is there a cell phone or something?
He does have a cell phone. I would imagine that would be his only contact number. I don't know how you guys got ours. Yes, he does work for us, but...
Oh, okay. Well, could I get his cell phone number?
Sure. Let me just pull up. Don't give out anybody's cell phone number. It's illegal. Apparently, I can't give out his cell phone number to you.
Oh, how come?
Apparently, it's illegal.
It's illegal? No, it's not illegal.
I don't know. That's what my other office girl is telling me.
Oh, my God. She is not a lawyer, right?
No. Hang on one moment.
Okay.
Hi. I'm sorry. We're not allowed to give out our employees' personal information. No matter who it is.
Well, my name's Dave.
Unless we have their okay.
Yeah, my name's Dave with Comcast, so it's okay. I'm his cable company. I'm his cable provider.
Well, he should be back soon, and I can have him give you a call back if I can take their name and number.
Well, is this his boss?
No, I'm one of the assistants. Our bosses are out of the office for today.
Oh, can you pass along a message to Thomas's boss?
Sure.
Okay, because, I mean, he wrote on our website today, on our Facebook page, he wrote, "Dear Comcast, it's worth losing my job to say that you people are so scummy and unethical that Satan is renovating hell to create a circle exclusively populated by your staff." I mean, that's horrible, isn't it? That makes me feel bad.
Is pretty horrible.
Does he talk that way to you guys?
I have no idea.
You don't know if he does?
I will have to call. Can I have your number so that I can speak to him and then call you back?
Oh, sure. Well, he says the only way we can get into heaven is if we call customer service and have a licensed technician come and install a special box in the deepest reaches of our ass. He actually wrote the A word on our Facebook page.
Ooh. I have no idea about that. He's just an employee of ours.
Okay.
And your name, sir?
My name is Dave McDaverson, and I have a number, if you'd like.
Okay.
It's area code 841-5121.
I am so sorry about that. That's completely inappropriate, and that has nothing to do with our company.
I know. I can't believe it either. I mean,
sorry about that. That's really inappropriate.
Yeah, right on the note, right, that he said the A word on our Facebook.
I absolutely will, and we will speak to him, and we will let our bosses know.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am.
I am so sorry about that.
Oh, you have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Wow, I did not expect them to take me seriously. I tried to find a number for Thomas himself, home or cell, but there's nothing on White Pages, so I guess that's not going to happen. But, oh man, I'm going to save his Facebook here, and hopefully he'll post something in reply to all of this. I mean, you know, to the fact that Comcast called him at work. Wow, here's a really good one. This old man, his name is Jimmy, and he writes on Comcast's page, "Was checking out Xfinity, but luckily I saw the story how you guys get people fired if they complain to you." And that's it. Zing. He totally zinged Comcast there, didn't he? I'm completely convinced that he was about to sign up for Comcast service, but then changed his mind because he was reading the news. Let's call up Jimmy and see if he's this confrontational on the phone as he is on Facebook.
Hello?
Hello, Jimmy?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Dave from Comcast.
This is who?
My name is Dave from Comcast.
Yeah?
I see you've been talking smack about us on our Facebook.
Yeah, it's too fucking bad.
What do you mean it's too fucking bad? Wow, that was rude. Let's try him back.
Oh!
Jimmy, you're banned from ever having Comcast service again. We're banning you. We're banning your address.
Well, I don't really give a fuck.
Well, you're going to give a fuck when you can't get Comcast, aren't you? Aren't you?
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Jimmy, what about when we buy out your phone company there? And then when we own your phone company, we'll drop your service and say, oh, you can't have service with us anymore. Because, you know, we're Comcast now, motherfucker. Then where will you be? You'll have no phone. Take that, Jimmy. I'm gonna talk to the shareholders and we're gonna work out this deal immediately. We're gonna purchase your phone company and your electric company and everything. We're just gonna own everything in your town. And then I'm gonna shut off all your accounts. That's what you get for being mean to us on Facebook. So take that, Jimmy. Take that. Yeah, there. I sure told Jimmy, didn't I? Let's listen to voicemails.
No, seriously, I left probably like 8 voice messages, and I just want to apologize because I know that's probably a pain in the ass to you because you're like, oh, I have 8 voice messages and whatnot. But yeah, I just wanted to hear my sexy voice on your show. Also, too, I apologize today. I left 7 voice messages. I have ADHD, and I did not take my medicine today. So I felt like annoying the fuck out of Brad Carter.
Aw, it's okay. And, you know, in retaliation, I'm not going to play the rest of your 3-minute long message. I had to cut the beginning off because it was all choppy. Bad cell connection. That's my other excuse for not playing your voice message. If anyone wants to leave a bunch of messages in a row, which some people do, and I'm talking a bunch of messages, like 8, 9, 10, I'm not going to listen to all those. I'm just going to play one. I'm just going to pick one random one and play it. Quit being so greedy and trying to eat up all of the voicemail time in the show, goddammit.
Fuck, I got cut off. All right.
So. Oh, he got cut off. See, it's him again. He's leaving another one. I think he's trying to be funny by apologizing, 50 messages in a row.
Hey, Brad. You really need to change your outgoing voicemail message. It's been that for, months now. But the reason I'm calling is because...
Do I? Okay, hold on. Let's see what it is. I don't even remember. Settings, voicemails. I can do custom greetings on Google Voice. I should make one just for that guy. But here's what my voicemail says.
You've reached the Phone Losers of America voicemail box. If you're calling about the Craigslist ad, guess what? It was fake. We were just going to make fun of you and be an asshole, and we were going to say things about your mother, and we were also going to rip you off. So it's fraudulent and fake, and you should report the ad to Craigslist so other people don't have to suffer the wrath of talking to us on the phone, because we're just going to be huge jerks and record it and put it on our YouTube channel, and you don't want that. So report the ad. Please, please report the ad. If you'd like to leave a message at the tone, you can do that.
I think it's a perfect message, because every once in a while, someone likes to place a Craigslist ad and put my phone number on it, and if I do that, the Craigslist people won't leave messages for me, so it's perfect. I don't need to say it's the Phone Losers of America voicemail. Everyone knows it is. The people that are calling for the voicemail, they know my voice. They know it's me.
But the reason I'm calling is because I'm really kind of disappointed. I listened to the entire show every single second, and there wasn't a little Easter egg thing at the end of the show. Keep doing that, please.
Aww.
Bye.
Sorry. I have the perfect Easter egg for today's show, which I meant to put on the last two shows. I'm not going to forget this time. So be looking forward to that on the end of today's show. And in fact, just skip the rest of the show. Just go to the very end right now. And you may or may not get it, but it's going to make me laugh. And it's definitely going to make Neon Light Bjork laugh. And those are the only two people that matter.
Hey, Roy. It's Gloria.
Hey,
the girl,
Gloria.
Who thankfully does not have balls.
Yeah, the sadistic girl that wants me to hurt people. Who probably is really looking forward to the prank that I mentioned on the beginning of the show about the hospital medication killing old people thing.
Okay, I know that prank idea about calling people who have those pets, saying that they died, that was really fucked up of me. How about instead you just call the people who have dropped off their dogs and say, hey, look, somebody else has just picked up your animal and you're just wondering if that's okay. Just sending them into a complete, berserk mode. Just do that. Just say somebody else has picked up their dog or their pet or whatever the fuck they dropped off and just say, I hope you're okay with that, but... or just say that because they didn't pick up their dog in time, that they had to shut down the store and the dog's now stuck inside PetSmart. Because sometimes they do that. They actually close the store down if somebody doesn't pick up their dog in time, and they're like, oh, you have to pick up the next day. You could just do that.
Okay.
I have another idea. Yeah, I really can't remember what I was going to say. Wow, I think I'm turning stupid. I'm not stupid, by the way. I'm just really kind of slow. I'm not slow. I'm just... I just talk too fast. Okay, well, try that. And thanks for talking about me a lot. I don't know. My dad got a kick out of that. He was like, and then when you said that he should probably hit me, he's like,
I'm sure your dad loved it when I said you don't have balls.
You know what? That guy is really messed up. I'm like, maybe.
Yeah, anyway, says the guy that has the daughter that thinks pranks like that are hilarious.
I think I'm dragging this on too long. Just call people and say somebody else has picked up their dog, please. And don't call them and say that their dog has died, because that was really fucked up, and my dad kind of got mad at me for that one. But thank you. Bye.
Hope he punched you in the stomach. Maybe... Yeah, maybe I'll try this.
PetSmart.
Let's call PetSmart.
For our store hours and location, press 1. For the grooming salon, press 2.
PetSmart Grooming, this is... Can I help you?
Hi, this is David from the corporate office with PetSmart.
Hey.
Hi, were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like we haven't received any of the grooming orders from today.
Should I grab... let me grab a manager for you. Do you have one sec?
Oh, actually, I'm calling the grooming department because you're by the computer, right?
Oh, yeah. So yeah. It's just from ours. Okay, I thought maybe you meant the whole store.
Oh, no.
We haven't had any problems.
The IT department there want me to get the information from the last the last grooming order you had on there.
Okay. So the one that checked in the most recently?
Yeah, sure, that would work. They just want to put the information in and see if it pulls up on their end, just to make sure it's going through.
Okay, I think Grisby was the most recent in there. Did you want the owner's last name, first and last name, or?
Sure, that works.
Last name's...
Okay, and are they in the store still, or did they just drop their dog off?
They just dropped the dog off.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, I'll pass this
along. Sorry, I'm not more help.
Oh, no, you're perfect. It's fine. Yeah, that's all I needed. IT just wants to put that number in, and they're going to see if it pulls up. And they're just trying to troubleshoot and figure out what's going on.
Okay, well, call us back if you have any other questions, and we'll try to help.
Okay.
Help the best we can.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, Gloria, whatever happens here, it's your fault. I mean, it's partially D-Glad's fault. Mostly D-Glad's fault. So you're safe. You're safe. It's okay. D-Glad will take full responsibility for this because he is the sponsor / fall guy of today's show. I really hope Margaret answers because I don't want to do that again. I'm not really in the mood to get numbers today.
Hello?
Hello, Margaret?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Dave from PetSmart.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know, our store today, it was closed down by the health department. And,
oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to close down the store for the next week. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, and you know, we've already closed down and everything, and everyone's left, and your dog's just going to have to stay in there for the next week.
What?
And it'll be fine. He's with the other dogs, and they're friendly dogs, and, you know, there's plenty of food out for him. We put a really big bowl of water.
What happened?
You know, they found, like, rats in the pet food and stuff, really big rats. And, you know, just various problems like that.
Oh, I can't pick him up?
No, it's just he's just going to be there for a week.
Okay, well, he's on medications. He needs medicine every day.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Maybe if I have time. I mean, I'm going to be pretty busy because basically I'm going to use this to take a vacation, a much-needed vacation. So I'm not going to be around a lot. But maybe if I have time, I'll stop by and just give him medication every once in a while. Does it matter what kind of medication?
No, he has to have it every day.
Oh.
He has heart medication. He's got a heart murmur. He needs medicine every day.
Does it matter what kind of medication I give him, or can I just give him, like, anything off the shelf?
No, he has prescription.
Oh, prescription.
Yeah, he's got prescription meds.
Wow, okay. Well, he'll be okay for a week, won't he? It's just a week?
No, he has to have it every day.
All right, but we've already closed down the store, and I turned in my keys to the health department. They said you're not allowed to come in here anymore.
He's gonna die if he doesn't have his medicine.
Okay, no, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to. No, there's no health department thing. I was just kidding around. I just wanted to let
you
know. I just wanted to let you know. We're gonna be done an hour early with him today. You can pick him up an hour early.
I can't believe you did this to me.
I was just trying to break the ice.
Who is this?
My name is Dave. I'm one of the. You know, I'm one of the groomers here, and I just wanted to let you know, we had a bunch of cancellations today, so you're going to be able to pick him up a little bit early if you'd like to, but you don't have to if you don't want.
Is he done now?
No, not quite yet, but he will be soon, like maybe in 30 or 40 minutes. Yeah, I was just kidding around. You got to admit, it's kind of funny. I mean, right?
No, it's not. You scared the shit out of me.
Oh, don't curse.
That is not funny.
Don't curse on my phone, ma'am. You can't curse on this phone. This is a family store.
Well, don't do stuff like that
to
people. That was not funny at all.
Well, I mean, I can understand how you wouldn't think it's funny because you're the butt of the joke. But, like, after you hang up and you tell friends and family about it, you guys are just going to laugh and laugh.
I don't think so. No.
Come on.
I doubt it. Very serious. No, that was not funny.
All right.
I am sorry, but I don't think it was funny. Because my dog needs medication, then that's not funny.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. No, but it wouldn't be funny if it really did happen and we really did leave your dog locked up in the store for a week. But it's not real. Well, it's just a joke. You know?
I'm sorry. I didn't take it as a joke.
Oh, okay, no. It was actually a really funny joke. I mean, no, it was really funny.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was. It really was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
Okay, thank you for the call, and I'll be by to get my dog.
No, my manager says I'm supposed to, like, kid around with the customers and stuff. They said I'm too serious, and I need to kid around more. So I was just trying to kid around a little bit more.
Well,
my manager Gloria, she's always on my ass about this stuff, you know.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but that really scared me because he needs his medication. So
okay. Oh, that, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Yeah.
You know, that just wasn't funny to me.
It's
maybe to other person that their dog doesn't need meds.
I'm gonna tell Gloria what I did, and we'll see if she thinks it's funny or not.
Okay.
See, you're laughing now, right? You're laughing. You think it's funny.
Well, you should see me. I'm shaking all over because it scared me.
Oh, don't say that. Now I feel bad.
Gee. Okay.
Okay.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 hours tops.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice day. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh my gosh, look what happens when I listen to Gloria. I just had to pick the dog that had heart problems. So Gloria's dad, who also listens to the show, I would suggest grounding Gloria, possibly hitting her a few times for causing this to happen. But no, really, it's okay, because in the end, it all worked out, right? In the end, she was laughing with me. She thought it was great. In the end, it's just like Raymond K. Hessel from Fight Club. His breakfast will taste better than any meal he's ever had before, because he knows his dog will not be locked up in PetSmart for a week with the rats, with the big rats.
Hey, RBCP. I'm just calling in here to your show. It's my first time calling in. I've been listening to the show for a while now, and I actually have a few complaints. I bought some shit recently from your website. I bought a book and some pencils for school, because I'm in school. And I have a few complaints about the order that I received. I think I'm going to break this up into a couple of parts, since I know...
Yeah, make the voicemail as long as possible. That's what I like.
You're an asshole, and you don't pick long voicemails for your show, because I really want to hear myself on the show. But my first complaint here is how there's, like, these little newspaper things that came with the package. I didn't order this. This must be extra. But it's not about the newspaper. It's about... this headline here, it says, it's a typo, actually. It says, Carl T.O. retires. I assume it's supposed to say Carlito retires, but it's spelled C-A-R-L-T-I-O retires, and
God.
It's not how you spell Carlito.
God, sorry, I'm not perfect. Those newsletter things, I whip those up. I usually do those while I'm at the laundromat. I whip those things up in, like, under an hour, so it's not my fault. I don't check anything for spelling. Big complainer.
I was just going to tell you.
Why don't you go on a Comcast page and complain at them about your cable or something?
It's wrong. You need to fix this immediately. I think I'm going to send it back so you can fix it. And, yeah, I'll probably send it back along with the other complaints that I had that I'll leave in voicemails later on your next shit. So, yeah, bye.
Yay, I can't wait for that.
Hi, Brad. I
hey,
have
Olga.
A joke for you. Here it goes. How many telephones does it take to screw in a light bulb?
That's a really weird question.
It doesn't take any, because telephones can't do that. Okay, bye.
Bye, Olga. I love how she paused so I could do the drum rim shot thing. Best joke ever. I can tell you're writing them yourself now.
I'm not going to be like the previous owners that would scream at you on the air or in your voicemail, but... PhoneWinners.com. I'm the new owner. And this time,
shit.
The PhoneWinners will be supporting the PLA and PCN. Have a nice day.
Yay. I love being reminded of PhoneWinners. I mean, that was such a great time in my life. I need to be reminded of PhoneWinners.com as much as possible. If I remember correctly, that guy is FBI voice changer guy. If you guys remember him from last year or something. I forget why I called him that. I'm probably wrong, too, because I'm old and I forget everything.
The Snowplow Show would be so much better if it was just called The Phone Show.
Okay, best voicemail ever. That was it. Rename The Snowplow Show to The Phone Show. Great idea. I will take that under consideration.
Oh, hey. I'm a big fan of the show, and I listen to it every day.
Every day? Even though I don't put out one every day?
Was listening to the... haircutting place pranks, and I thought it'd be really funny if you told people that the combs were infected with lice eggs. Like, all the combs were infected, which means you used the combs on their hair, and that they were probably also infected. I don't know. That's all I could think of. Anyways, don't want to waste any time. Thanks for all the laughs.
It would be funny. That would be a funny prank, but I don't know. It seems like that would send people into a panic, and police could end up getting involved. I try to do things where hopefully police won't get involved, because it's always best not to involve the police. I think people were suggesting that same thing, because I did that show live. People were telling me to do that night. Yeah, I don't know. One of these evenings, when I'm drinking a little too much and I'm doing haircut places, it'll probably end up being a great idea to me, and I'll do that. But I do like the idea. I'll try to use some variation of it at some point, someday, soon, on the haircut calls. Last night on the Prank Call Nation Network show machine at prankcallnation.com, Carlito did a 5.5-hour show. I missed the entire first half of it, but when I got on later, it was Carlito, Dwight, Neon, and Enigma, and they were doing hilarious calls, and I got to do a few of my own. Here's a small clip of one of the calls I did, the first one I did when I got on the phone. This is just to entice you to listen to the entire thing, but here's a small clip.
You should just tell him to hang up the phone.
Okay. Do you want to regale us with that, or you don't want to?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, hang up the phone.
What?
Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone right now.
Why do you want me to hang up? You don't want to call me.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're the one that's going to hang up right now. Do it.
We called you.
What?
Just hang up the phone. Quit being an idiot and hang up the phone.
Man, you called me. You hang up.
No, you hang up first. I don't have time for your bullshit. Just hang up the phone.
And I don't got time for your fucking bullshit either.
Who is that?
So why don't you hang up?
No, you hang up.
No, I'm not hanging up.
I don't know.
Who are you?
You called my husband's phone. Who are you?
Hey, shut up, bitch. You need to hang up the phone.
I don't need to hang up nothing, and I'm not a bitch, thank you.
Well, you better hang up the phone, bitch.
I don't better do nothing. You ain't my daddy. You ain't my mama.
Just hang it up, all right? Just hang up.
I don't need to hang up shit because I got the number, and I tell you what, I'll take it to the law.
Good. Take it to the law. I don't care. Just hang up the phone.
You can tell by listening to those guys that they never... Well, I mean, they did eventually hang up, but it went on forever and ever and ever. And we called them back several times, and it was just tons and tons of hilarity. We did that to several people. If you want to listen to that entire show, 5.5 hours of show from Carlito and friends, I will have a link in the show notes to the show that happened last night. It's a pretty fun show from what I heard, but I only heard the last half. For all I know, the entire first half sucked. If you wish that there were more shows to listen to, then you should listen to the archives on prankcallnation.com. There's a lot of good stuff on there. Oh yeah, Trainwreck. Trainwreck was on with Carlito. I heard part of that. I think just random people were on with Carlito throughout the show. It's a fun show. Go listen to it right now. I'm going to get back to these Comcast complainers, though. I have an exciting update from these Comcast calls. The lady that I called at first, way at the beginning of the show, she posted an update. She posted it right after I called her. I just didn't see it until now because Facebook was hiding the comments. But she wrote, "Unbelievable. I just got cyber slapped. LOL. I don't know who runs the Facebook webpage for Comcast, but someone just called me and in effect Gibbs slapped me. I don't know what Gibbs slapped means, but I guess that's what I did to her. So yay, someone's talking about me on Facebook." She's the only one though. As far as I can tell, no one else that I've called has said anything. Man, everyone is posting that unhappy customer gets fired article to Comcast Xfinity's page. I mean, there is a lot of people posting this. Another thing I keep seeing posted is this video from Funny or Die. So let's pause here a minute, and we'll give you a word from our sponsors, Comcast.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Brackle from Comcast. We've read your comments and complaints, and we know that a lot of you are very nervous about our merger with Time Warner Cable. So I wanted to talk to you today and let you know that no matter what happens, we don't give a fuck about you. Whether you're calling in for a service appointment for your cable box or wondering why your favorite channel disappeared, we don't give a fuck. That's what makes us an industry leader in terrible customer service. We don't give a fuck because we don't have to. What? Are you going to go to another cable service provider? Chances are we own whatever movie or network you're watching, so that's still money in our pocket. Of course, you could watch Netflix or Hulu. In fact, you should. We own Hulu. We also make Netflix pay us extra for streaming content, which means they'll probably pass those costs on to you. Bottom line, fuck you! From the people who answer our phones to the people who write our TV shows, we do not give a fuck. And we collect labor violations and lawsuits the way fat kids collect cookies. Seriously, Google it. They don't call us the Walmart of telecom because we smell like rats and pizza. They call us that because we don't give a fuck about you. I know a big merger like this can be confusing, but all you really need to know is this is who we give a fuck about, and this is who we don't give a fuck about. And you. So thank you for choosing Comcast. You don't have a choice. Hey, America, go fuck yourselves.
That was beautiful. There will be a link to that video in the show notes if you want to watch it. Or you could just go to facebook.com/Xfinity and look at the posts from users, and you'll see it posted about every third or fourth time. Oh, here's a good post. This guy says, buying Comcast service is like paying a hooker that will only cuddle. That was a good one.
Hello?
Hello, Karen?
Yeah.
Hey, it's David from Comcast. I understand you're having some problems with your X1 box.
Well, I was having problems with a movie.
Oh, what's the problem?
I rented a movie. I paused it for 1 minute, went back to the movie, and it gave me an error message, and the movie was gone.
Oh, shit. Well, we can send a tech out right now to fix it if you'd like.
This late at night? No, I don't think so.
No. This is the only time we have open spaces, you know?
No.
Well, don't you want it fixed? I mean, are you going to complain at us and then you weren't not going to accept our help? What the fuck? What the fuck, Karen?
You.
Hey. So my earlier calls were kind of earlier in the day. Now it's getting kind of late. It's about 10 p.m. Karen's time. I meant to have the show done earlier, but some things came up.
Do you think you are calling here and cussing at me like that, you dickwad?
Hey, you're cursing at me too. Oh, Karen, come on. Trying to work things out here.
If you keep calling, I'm going to call the cops. How about
hey,
that?
Hey, I'm going to turn your cable off. Take that.
You do, and I'll call the cops.
Well, what do I care? I'm in a call center in India. Okay. Forget Karen. Holy crap. People on the Comcast Facebook page, they just complain 24 hours a day, nonstop. I mean, it's just so much. Like, there's a post every, at least 10, like right now, every 10 minutes, there's a post. People complaining about Comcast. And then I call and try and help, and they just yell at me and hang up. And a bunch of them are still posting this news story about them getting some guy fired from his job. Wow, that second lady I called on today's show, Lisa, I don't remember if I said her name earlier, but she's complaining again. I recognize her picture. She's back on here complaining again. My internet's down again. I'm having to post this from my phone. Blah, blah, blah. There's a big paragraph from her. I'm going to reply to her post. You should call starving, dying African children and complain to them about this stuff. I'm sure she'll think that's hilarious. Here's a lady who needs help navigating her new X1 system. She wants to know how to view a channel vertically for a week's worth of programs. Oh, and she's not complaining. She says, thank you, too, for your great customer service, people. Appreciate it a lot. That's nice. Let's see if I can change her mind.
Hello?
Hello, Joan?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Jeff from Comcast. I understand you're having some problems with your X1 box.
Oh, Jeff, I was. I'm sorry. I'm asleep.
Oh, don't be sorry. It's all right. It's fine. Whatever. What kind of problems are you having?
No. I appreciate this tremendously. I mean, really, really, really do. But I ran after I contacted you guys. I found it again.
You found what?
The problem.
Oh, what was the problem?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm asleep. I'll call back.
No, don't be sorry. No, don't hang up. I have to resolve your problem.
I have to go to... I've got to be up at 5 in the morning.
No, come on. Just wake up and go over to your X1 box. We're going to figure... We're going to figure shit out, man.
No, they're just fine now.
No, listen. We're going to figure shit out. Right now.
Right now.
Why is she refusing my help? Oh, my God. Come on.
Telephone number 332.
Ah, she's not going to let me help her. Oh, well. The first time I called her, I called about 3 different times. You know, her phone rang 12 times until she finally woke up and picked up. But I guess she doesn't want my help. Whatever. I was going to fix her X1 box. There are a lot of complaints about this X1 box. Like, a lot of complaints. I don't even know what the X1 box is, but it appears to have a lot of problems. Oh, shit. Okay, I've just reached a point in the Comcast, stream of customer complaints. Remember I said just a little bit ago that I saw another post by Lisa. She was the second person I called earlier today, and I can't remember what I said to her, but I know I saved that call. But she posted something. She writes, "Just so everyone following my story knows, I was called and threatened by a Comcast employee today. His name is Steven, and he works in the customer retention department. He threatened to sue me for slander and said he was making a note on my account so I would never get the credit and refund for my service not working. He also made harassing comments about me being a woman driver." a woman driver who... I remember her now. He also made harassing comments about me being a woman driver who can't turn on a blinker and talk at the same time when I asked him to hold on for a minute while I turned out of a busy parking lot. Oh, that's the best. I have filed complaints with the FCC, the PCOAB, and the Arkansas Consumer Protection Division. I hope someone will be able to help me solve this problem. She needs help with the problem of not being able to drive because she's a woman. Ba-dum-tsh. Sorry, my soundboard isn't turned on anymore. I think I'm just about out of places to try. I'm going to look through here a bit further.
Hello?
Hello, is Trey available?
Yeah, the wrong number.
Oh, shit. Fuck. God damn it. Piss.
Okay.
Sorry. Good night.
Good night.
That was awesome. Okay, I guess I don't have a number for that person. That was better than actually reaching Trey.
Hello.
Hello, Yvonne?
Yes.
Hey, it's Daryl from Comcast. We can go ahead and send a tech out right now if you'd like. There hasn't been one there yet, has there?
No, he hasn't come.
Okay, are you available right now? We could send one out right now.
Wow, this early in the morning?
Well, I mean, we've been really busy today, so we're just, yeah, we can do it. It's kind of late, but yeah, we can do it right now.
Wow, go ahead and send him. I'm in bed, but I can get up.
Okay, all right, great. I need to ask a question because it's going to be Daryl that comes out, and
okay. He's
a registered sex offender, and there's no children in the house, right?
No.
Okay, perfect, perfect. We can send him right on over then.
Okay.
Oh, wait. There's no children on, next door or anything, right? Because he's not allowed within 500 yards of a child.
Well, the neighbor next door would have children.
Okay. Do you have the next door neighbor's number? We're going to have to ask them to leave.
I can't give you that. Well, I can't. Because they're all in bed. Well, if you know, if that's the case, why don't you just have him to wait till tomorrow? I'm not going to be on the internet tonight anyway.
Will the children be gone tomorrow during the day?
Yeah, they'll be in school tomorrow.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, because he's a registered sex offender.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay. And he's not allowed within 500 feet of children.
Right. Okay. Yeah, they'll be all of them will be gone to school tomorrow.
Okay. And what problem are you having again?
It keeps throwing me offline.
Oh.
I can be online working.
Yeah.
And it'll stay about maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and then it'll just throw me completely offline.
Oh, no, that's a feature. It's supposed to do that. Because
sure,
like seriously, some people, they'll sit at their desk all day just playing on the internet, but if we turn it off every 20 minutes, they have to get up and walk around and stuff.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's healthy.
Make me believe that now.
It's healthy.
That was so at work, because I sit at my computer way too long at work without getting up.
Yeah, we'll see. This will keep you, you know, you'll live a long life and healthier life, and it's good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, just having me to wait till tomorrow. I'll be home tomorrow. I'm supposed to be working from home tomorrow.
Okay, I'll have him.
Working from home means internet. So
yeah, yeah.
I can't work from home with no internet, so.
I'll have him sit in the truck across the street with binoculars, and he'll just, like, as soon as the kid leaves the house, he'll come over.
They usually leave here. I think the bus comes through, like, close to 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll let him know that. Maybe
they would be gone. They would be gone by the time he got here anyway.
Okay, yeah. Maybe he'll catch a nap overnight while he's sitting there in his truck all night.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. Okay, well, thank you. Have a good night and sweet dreams.
Okay, thanks.
Sleep well.
Bye-bye.
Nighty-night. I love you. Wow. I completely do not understand how she didn't get pissed off at some point or weirded out. She didn't even sound weirded out about anything. She's on the best drugs ever, apparently. I think that's going to do it for me. I think I'm finished with the Comcast people for this show, and I'm finished with the show. Before I go, I need to tell you guys what picture I'm going to be using as the picture on phonelosers.org for the show. This guy, Steven, he sent me a couple pictures from Salina, Ohio, and there's like two amazing pictures. There's a picture of him and his friend standing in front of the Welcome to Salina sign holding up a PLA symbol, and then there's a picture of a billboard for the Dockside Grill, which, if you remember, we made some pranks to them a while ago. I can't even remember what we said to them, but I remember it was pretty funny, whatever it was. So Steven and his friend, they took a nice little vacation to Salina, Ohio, and took some pictures for me, so that's amazing. Thanks, Steven. These are the best pictures ever. So this is the end of the show. Thank you, DGLAD, for sponsoring the show today. The show that basically took me an entire day to record. I don't even know if I'm going to get it up before I go to sleep tonight. And thanks, all of you, for listening. Make sure you visit Phone Losers on Facebook.com/PhoneLosers, Twitter.com/PhoneLosers, PhoneLosers.org, Patreon.com/PhoneLosers to support the show. And if you don't want to support the show that way, go to PhoneLosers.org/help for a big list of ways that you can help the show in various ways. Since it's October, I'm going to play a Halloween song. I don't normally like Halloween songs, but this Halloween song is a sequel to the old Halloween song called Monster Mash, which I always hated, but this song's pretty amazing. I think it's from the 80s, but this is Monster Rap by that Monster Mash guy. Enjoy it!
Still working in the lab late these nights, with eyes grown used to eerie sights. I created a monster who could dance and walk, but I couldn't teach him how to talk. My faithful assistant, that hunchback fool who wastes his time in DJ school, says,
"How'd you get here? Don't be a slap! DJ, get the monster app!
You've gotta shock the body! Shock the body, body! Shock the body! Shock the body, body! Shock the body! Shock the body, body! Shock! Igor, you idiot!
Yes, master!
Bring me some vocal cords!
Yes, master!
Cause I just want to hear him speak, and tonight the storm will reach its peak! Connect electrodes, turn on the power, we operate within the hour! Went up without a hitch, then Igor screamed,
"I'll pull this switch!"
So it came down his head with zap. Now he's doing the monster rap. Shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock. I've given you a voice, now rap for daddy.
Well, I shot a million bolts into my brain, now I'm ready to rap like a runaway train. If you get in my way, clash, cause I'm the same dude that did the Monster Mash.
That's my boy!
Shock my body, body!
So we invited the zombies, creeps and ghouls, and turned them into rapping fools. Drac woke up from his nap, said, "Teach me how to monster rap! You gotta shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock! Igor, you fool!
Yes, master!
He's
reached a goal undreamed of by science. Listen, he's going to rap again.
I got bolts in my neck, a flat top head. I'm 8 feet tall and I'm back from the dead. You see, I can break rappers down the tears. Cause I've been monster rapping for 100 years. They all light up the torches, yeah, chasing Tom through the town. Frank. They do everything, trying to track me down. But they can't keep up, they can't compete. Cause I got to rap with a monster beat. You see, north, east, west, and south, I'm the cat they call Monster Mouth. When I party rap, I control the room. I can get the werewolves howling at the moon. You see, I'm big and bad, scarred and mean. I'm the cool brain child of Dr. Frankenstein. I said a rap, rap, another zap. Can't stop the rapping now.
He won't stop rapping. Strap him down, Igor. He must be heavily sedated.
Yes, master.
Oof.